Welcome to Home Space and Reason, a podcast about creating a home that thrives.
Hi there, I'm Christina Browning, your host.
If you know your home could be so much more than it is, I discuss home functionality, aesthetics, and automation. I'm a realtor in Portland, Oregon, and a home functionality coach. I geek out on every subject imaginable regarding your home and yard, challenging you to think of your space differently to get the most out of every square foot. I pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. This podcast is all positive, offering you virtual fist bumps and celebrating every win. Remember, there's no such thing as perfect, but you can still aim for your best every day. Join me on social media by searching for the handle Space and Reason. In this episode, let's reflect on our home and set some intentions. This could be month end at any point in the year, year end, or even transitioning to a new season. Maybe you lost your job, have found a new one, and you want to reset and start anew. This episode would be good for any of those scenarios and can be revisited as time goes on. The majority of this episode is filled with questions to ask yourself about your home space and your reason. As we step through it, it's a good idea to have your journal handy, pen and paper, or however you roll for note-taking of any kind. A clipboard or hard surface would be handy if you're moving through your house with me. Let's start with a little housekeeping note. We're going to walk through your house together and reflect on where you started or came from in this space. What is currently a delight, or maybe it's functioning really well, maybe not. We'll have some gratitude for things and think about what our intentions are for this area, if you have any. No expectations for this exercise, except to take some quality time for yourself. We'll talk about the home functionality wheel and think on each part. So gather your writing utensil, your paper. Let's do some big breaths. Here we go. Let's start outside as a passerby at the curb or in front of your home. Pretend you aren't you. What do you notice? Think back to a time before now. What have you done, if anything, to make this picture that you see more yours, more unique, more tidy? It could be anything from shifting a pot to adding some chairs for sitting. It could be that you painted or found a front door mat that is just the right color. What is my favorite thing about my curb appeal right now? How is the front of my home functioning? Can people easily see where to enter? Is there anything in the way Are there any stepping stones that are uneven or something that could cause a tripping hazard? I like to think of the grandparent test. If someone was approaching with a walker to assist their stability, could they access your home? Stairs aside, this is a metaphor of sorts, just as a way to look at the details of the ground and the walkway. Let's look at the windows. Are they cluttered on the inside? Can people see things lining the windowsills? If so, circle this, and maybe that can be one goal you could tackle. Do my window coverings look uniform, or is one a bright different color drawing the eye? Could you line that drape with a liner that matches the other window coverings from the exterior? Does my yard or porch feel organized, or do I have things laying about? Could I cover the hose or put a metal hose rack stake into the ground so it could hang neatly? How are my flower beds, if I have any? Can I see a solid line where they end and my lawn begins? Is there too much going on? How can I reduce the amount of visual clutter happening, if that's a thing? Let's walk up to the door together. Notice the doorbell. Notice your door handle. Is it clean? Is it scuffed? Does it have character? Do all these things work properly? If there's ever a question that resonates, write it down, circle it, come back to it. Let's go inside. Take one big, deep breath in. How does my space smell? If I have animals, is that what people smell first? Where do I put my things? Do I take my shoes off? Should I? Let's reflect for a bit on how this space used to be. What are my favorite bits about this area? How is it handling people when they come over? Is there a place to set a handbag or hang a coat? If not, could there be a coat rack? A fun, interesting coat hook? Or several? I love Etsy for this sort of thing. Is there anything in this space that I don't need or hasn't ever been used that I could move forward onto a new home? Is there anything broken that needs to be repaired? And if so, let's circle this to tackle this week. I am grateful for the gift of company visiting my home. I'm looking forward to hosting a friend and having them experience what I just did, walking up to my home and coming inside for some connection and good conversation. When that happens, where do you invite them to sit? Wherever that is, let's go there next. Let's imagine this friend has a whole big story about something fantastical that happened to them. You offer them coffee, tea, a drink of some sort. Is there a place to sit that beverage near where they are sitting? How does this space look? Let's assign some adjectives to it and write the ones down that resonate. Clean, full, minimal, void of color, full of color, cluttered, peaceful, unfinished, relaxing, cold, cozy, bright, dark, dim, comfortable, uncomfortable. I see something with a pattern. I see nothing with a pattern. I see something with texture. Or I see nothing with texture. There is something green and alive in this space. Flowers or shrubs visible, plants of some sort indoors or outdoors. I feel what when I'm in this space? I want to linger here, or I never sit here. Does this space stay tidy easily, or does it get blown up easily? What do I love most about this area? What if anything makes me crazy about this space? Can I circle it and tackle it this month? Should I get rid of one thing to make room for new energy? Could I clear the surfaces a bit more to make room for new energy? As we walk through this space, we're not pushing for perfection. There's no such thing as perfect. We're simply working to align your home with your values to better support you and those you live with. That might mean making a spot to linger longer, to share stories of your day with your best friend, your child. It may mean creating a reading area to snuggle into for a long period of time, to share thought, a book, a story, an emotion. I follow a profile on Instagram called Earthly Education, and they posted a post today that was both unexpected and thoughtful that I wanted to share here today. It said, "The planet doesn't need more successful people. The planet desperately needs more peacemakers, healers, restorers, storytellers, and lovers of all kinds." What does being successful mean to me today? Maybe you have two different answers here. What my quick reflex answer is, and then if I give it more thought and think of my life as a whole, What is a version of that that is more broad and fulfilling and kind to me? What fills my soul, and is that within my statement of success? Is there a habit that I could incorporate into my week or my day that would make this space more enriching, more pleasurable? James Clear describes this as, quote, "Your habits are how you embody a particular identity. When you make your bed, you embody the identity of someone who is clean and organized. When you study, you embody the identity of someone who is studious. What identity are you embodying today? Who are your habits helping you to become?" Now let's move into the next room. What did this used to be when I first moved here? Where did I start in this space? What did it used to look like? Notice my favorite thing about this room. Let's think about how this space functions for me. Is there any spot in here where things pile up? If so, let's circle that. And then list what category of things those are. What can we put in place to handle that so it doesn't continue? Is it mail? Is it shoes? Is it toys? Whatever it is, where do I have space to handle that category? Mail might move to a wall-mounted bin with a recycle bin under it, so it never makes it into this space. Maybe it lives in the garage. Maybe it lives in a hallway. Any place but here. Think of this solution deeply. What do I know about myself and my preferences? And how can I solve the accumulation of things in a practical and beautiful way? Let's focus on gratitude for a moment. I love what part the most in this space? What are my intentions in this area, if I have any? Can I put a timeline on it and add it to my calendar? Depending on how many circles exist on my sheet already, this might live several months out. But if you put a time and day with the task, it's more likely to happen. Let's think about the home functionality wheel. Staring at this space, do I like the aesthetics in here? If not, write it down. Circle it. Let's think about the furniture I have in here. Is it proportionate to the space? Or another way to think of it, is there plenty of room to move around in this space? Are there any bits of automation I could put in place to help manage this area? Could I have lights come on automatically at the end of the workday? Could I put grow lights in place so that I can keep a plant alive? Maybe that could be on a timer to come on and go off at the same time each day. Remember, if any of this resonates with you, write it down and circle the things you want to come back to at the end of this exercise. Can I eliminate something in this space to lighten it up? Do I have empty spaces where I can see where the wall meets the floor so our eyes have time to pause? Do I have empty spots on surfaces so it doesn't feel heavy and claustrophobic in here? Do I have groupings of things instead of lots of things spread out? Could I handle doing an organization session in some part of this room? Do I have a home maintenance plan for my overall home, either written down or put into my calendar, posted somewhere to refer to or otherwise, so that we do the things we need to do in order to prevent unnecessary bills or damage down the road? If I don't, circle it. Come back to it. This is something that will give you peace of mind because you aren't having to remember to do anything. You simply create the process, put it in place, add it to your calendar, and then follow through when the season arrives. Remember, you can set these things up as reoccurring tasks, so you only enter it once. And it pops up annually. When I think of my family as a whole, the people that live under my roof, what are we most passionate about? Write a list. Now think of your home. Are there things put in place or spaces set aside to support the things on this list? That might mean a locker in the garage to hold all of your ski equipment. It might mean clearing out the table that never gets used and making way for an easel. What are my values? Your values are things that you believe are important in the way you live and work. They should determine your priorities, and deep down, they're probably the measures you use to tell if your life is turning out the way you want it to. When the things that you do and the way you behave match your values, life is usually good. You're satisfied, content. But when these don't align with your personal values, that's when things feel wrong. This can be a source of unhappiness. This is why making a conscious effort to identify your values is so important. Values are usually fairly stable, yet they don't have strict limits or boundaries. Also, as you move through life, your values may change. Your definition of success changes. So do your personal values. This is why keeping in touch with your values is a lifelong exercise. You should continually revisit this, especially if you start to feel unbalanced and you can't quite figure out why. I'm going to link an article, an exercise in the show notes by Mind Tools. They go through step-by-step questions to ask yourself about your life and putting your finger on a solid set of values you can call your own. This can help as a guide tool or a compass of sorts in making decisions about your home and your life. Now choose the next most used room in your home. This will be the last room in this episode we spend time in, but if you want to keep going, simply repeat this episode in all the rooms until you feel good about your home recap. Where did I start? What did this space used to be like? What did it look like when I first moved in? What is my favorite thing about this room? Is it related to a memory? Let's think about how this space functions. For me, is there any spot in here where things pile up? If so, let's circle that and list what category those things fall into. What can we put in place to handle those things so it doesn't continue? Where do I have space to handle that solution? What do I know about myself and my preferences, how I function, that I could solve the accumulation of these things in a practical and beautiful way? This isn't a rush. Simply identifying the issue and circling it is a great starting point. Sometimes I need to let a question marinate a bit. Sometimes when we do that, a solution bubbles up when we sleep. Our subconscious mind continues to work on the puzzles as we rest. Let's focus on gratitude for a moment. What do I love most about this space? What are my intentions? Do I have any? If so, put a realistic timeline to it and add it to my calendar as a gift to myself, because it's going to get done. I'm going to be so glad I did that. Let's think about the home functionality wheel. Staring at this space, do I like the aesthetics in here? If not, write it down. Circle it. Let's think about the furniture I have in here. Is it proportionate to the space? Is there plenty of room to move around? Are there any bits of automation I could put in place to help manage this area? Do I have anything dual purpose that handles a couple things within one item? If not, could I? Can I eliminate something in this space to lighten it up? Do I have empty spaces where I can see where the wall meets the floor so our eyes have time for a pause? Do I have empty space on surfaces so it doesn't feel heavy in here? Do I have groupings of things instead of spreading things out? Could I handle doing an organization session at some point in this room? Now let's move outside again to the back exterior of your home. This could be a deck in a high rise. It could be a deck in a little cottage, or it could be a huge, vast, open space in the country. Whatever back of the house means to you. What do you notice? Is it easy to get out here? Think back to a time before now. What have you done, if anything, to make this area seem more yours? More functional? Could it be more tidy? What's your favorite thing about your back area? Can people gather here if you wanted to invite them? Are there any stepping stones that are uneven that could cause a tripping hazard? Is there clutter or things strewn about? If so, let's circle it. Think about what we can do to solve that one problem. How are my flower beds, if I have any? Can I see a solid line where they end and my lawn begins? Is there too much going on? How can I reduce the amount of visual clutter happening, if that's a thing? Do I have any images I've seen out in the world of spaces I love? And could I incorporate something inspired from that here in my space? If you don't, could you have a look at yards, porches, patios, and see what speaks to you? If you long for a more fulfilling outdoor space, have you listened to episode 26 yet? How much outdoor space do you have to work with? Would you say you spend a lot of time out here? A little time or no time? Why is that? Let's deep dive into thoughts and planning about your outdoor space and your reason. This episode includes a list of 35 ideas for your outdoor spaces too. If you haven't listened, episode 26 is waiting for you. If you'd like more of this kind of content, you can subscribe to Little Bits, my weekly newsletter about home functionality with a short video and a thought for you to think through about your space and your reason. Expect short but close inspections of home details. As usual, I'll pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. Find the link in the episode notes. When you buy a home with a realtor who is also a home functionality coach, you get the added value of an expert to think through how the space can be used to its best and highest potential, specific to the needs, passions, and values of your family. If you're thinking of buying or selling, call me. I can also list a home and stage it to make sense out of odd spaces so you can get the most out of your investment. If you'd like to hire me as your home functionality coach or as your realtor in Oregon, reach out to me through social media or my website, spaceandreason.com. Thanks for sitting in on this reflection about creating a home that thrives. Share this with your friends if you know someone that might enjoy it. Good luck, and I'll meet you back here for the next episode.